This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes.
If false gods were not attractive, we'd have no trouble ignoring them. Today, from Deuteronomy chapters 12 through 16, Leroy offers practical insights on how to guard against the temptations that seem so right. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Remember the bumper sticker that said, "I can resist anything but temptation." I suppose it was funny while being sadly true. But in a sinful world where we face temptations that can literally destroy us, how do we deal with them? The land to which the people were marching was filled with places where false gods were worshipped, and these places were to be destroyed. Why? For a number of reasons. God told his people they should have no other gods before him. Why? Because there are no other gods. All other gods are false gods. There is only one true and living God. The second reason to tear down these altars and pillars and images was to keep the Holy Land from being polluted by these hideous reminders of ungodliness. So it is with you and me. We must not let sin reign in our mortal bodies. Sanctification is twofold. We must put to death immorality, impurity, lust, and covetousness, which is idolatry, and we must be alive unto God, walking in newness of life, in daily fellowship with Him. But if we harbor evil in our lives and do not strive after holiness, we pollute our lives, just as these places of idolatry would pollute the Holy Land. In England's early days, when a plague infested a house and killed all who lived there, that place was burned to keep others from being contaminated and dying as well. Now that's the point. As Paul says, "Hate that which is evil and cling to that which is good." Unfortunately, false gods don't come with horns and a tail. False gods come all wrapped up in something that's really pretty. From what I understand about the cherubim and the seraphim and all God's angelic creation, I guess there's nothing prettier than an angel. And the Bible says that Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. But even though we understand this, God says temptations will come. And often they will come from very unexpected places. They may come from your brother, your son, your daughter, your wife, or your friend. And if they say, "Let us go and serve other gods," you shall not consent to do so. So, you and I must be on our guard. We must be careful of the books we read, the forms of entertainment in which we partake, the magazines to which we subscribe. All of these can contain sources of temptation. Adam was tempted by Eve. Christ was tempted by Peter. Our directions are clear. Resist the devil. Avoid the things of the world. Flee also youthful lust. And the Word of God will be used by the Holy Spirit to feed us and make us strong and guide us along the right path. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us this year on Daily Discipleship. To receive your free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk Devotional Guide magazine, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide plus timely insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us tomorrow for a look at the major qualification for spiritual leadership on Daily Discipleship.